Our next presentation is going to be made by Roberto Crespo, and the title of his talk is Physiological Responses of Maize to Arbuscular Mycorrhizal Fungi Under Variable Phosphorus and Nitrogen Levels. Floor is yours.
Under this title, I will present part of my PhD research project under the advice of Dr. Driver. Arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi are soil fungi that develop symbiotic association with plant species. AMF colonize the root of the plants and the soil surrounding the root of the plants and provide water that can help to attenuate water stress in the plants, and also AMF supply nutrients such as phosphorus, nitrogen, potassium, calcium, copper, and zinc to the plants. And regarding nitrogen, that has been reported that between 21 and 75% of the total nitrogen in plant can be supplied for the AMF. And this is particularly important under a humid climate where can reduce nitrogen leaching. Together, the attenuation of water stress and the nutrient supply can finally contribute to the crop productivity. There are some controversial and unknown issues regarding IMF and plant symbiosis. One of them is the interaction that could be between the different form of nitrogen and other nutrients, and not a few reports refer to this issue. Other of the controversial and unknown issues is how specific is the interaction between the plants and the different species, IMF species. And a few studies have evaluated this issue. And the last one is how affects AMF plant interaction. For example, in maize, older and unemployed varieties have a wide response to mycorrhizal inoculation. Also, inbreed maize lines have a reduced response to AMF colonization. But nothing has been reported regarding how performed a maize maize hybrid. Under this short introduction, our objective in this study was to determine the physiological response, the nutritional status, and some biochemical changes on drought-sensitive and tolerant maize hybrid under inoculated with the AMF and under different levels of phosphorus and nitrogen. Three hypotheses was started. The first one was that the AMF enhanced phosphorus and nitrogen uptake in both drought-sensitive and drought-tolerant maize hybrid. The second one was that the chlorophyll content and plant biomass are greater in AMF inoculated maize hybrid, regardless of the soil nutrient status. And the last one was that the root colonization and AMF biomarker contents are similar across hybrid and nutrient status. A greenhouse experiment with controlled temperature and natural light was carried out during 10 weeks, and maize seed was pressure germinated and transplanted in 3-liter pot, and starter fertilization was made 3 days after transplanting. 2 drought-sensitive and 2 drought-tolerant maize hybrid was used. Inoculated and non-inoculated was the AMF treatment, and 2 levels of phosphorus and 3 levels of nitrogen was applied with a modified Holland solution. Every week, chlorophyll content was recorded, and at 6, 8, and 10 weeks after transplanting, 1/3 of the specimen was harvested, and dry biomass of shoot was recorded. And since that there was not a difference between phosphorus level, we didn't find a response to phosphorus level. We took just the lower phosphorus levels, and at 6 and 10 weeks after transplanting, And we measure in dry shoot the nitrogen and P contents. Also, we measure a percentage of root colonization by AMF in root samples. And also, we determine one AMF biomarker called fatty acid methyl ester FAMES, C16-1-CIS-11. The experimental design was a randomized complete block design with 4 reps and 5 factors that made a total of 576 POT. PROC mixed and PROC limits repeated measurement OVA and SAT was used, and mean value was separated using LSD procedure. Let's see some results. The chlorophyll content varied over time, and you can see that there was variation across hybrid in all the in every weeks. Also, non-inoculated plants have higher chlorophyll content than inoculated plants. There was not response to phosphorus, but there was one increase in chlorophyll content as nitro fertilization increased. Dry biomass increased over time, and all the inoculated plants had higher values than inoculated plants. There was no response to nitrogen, to phosphorus level, but there was higher dry biomass when nitrogen fertilization increased. For inoculated and non-inoculated plants, there was difference between hybrid. Nitrogen content on shoot varied over the time and also was affected by nutrient treatment. The nitrogen content was higher at 10 weeks after treatment, respect to the 6 weeks after treatment, and increased when the nitrogen level increased. The phosphorus content varied over the time as nitrogen and was affected by AMF treatment. The inoculated plant have higher phosphorus uptake than the non-inoculated, and increase when the nitrogen fertilization increase. That means that could be some synergic effect between nitrogen and phosphorus. At higher P uptake, higher nitrogen uptake. Root colonization also varied over time and was affected by AMF and nutrient treatment. All the inoculated plant has higher between 60 and 80% of root colonization, while not inoculated have zero. Also, all the inoculated root colonization increase when nitrogen fertilization increase. Regarding soil and root and soil AMF biomarker, varied both of them in soil and in plant varied over time and was affected for AMF treatment. The inoculated plants had higher root FAMES content and at 10 weeks after transplanting, respect to the 6 weeks after transplanting. In soil FAMES, the trend was the same as the root FAMES, but the value was lower. In conclusion of this study, under greenhouse condition, non-inoculated maize hybrid grew better than inoculated hybrid, suggesting an AMF carbon drain on the plants. Also, mycorrhizal inoculation increased plant uptake. Nitrogen fertilization stimulate plant uptake under AMF inoculation, but repress P uptake under not inoculated condition. AMF provide the nutritional benefits of maize plants, but under greenhouse condition may act more as a carbon drain. After this study, or the thing that we can know after this study, one question that we made is, can we select appropriate management strategy to favor the benefit of AMF plant symbiotics and maximize resource use efficiency? We don't know exactly, but for sure we need more research to elucidate what is going on in the plant AMF environment interaction. Thank you very much for listening, and I will be happy to answer any questions.
We do have time for questions. Yes, please.
You mentioned that you use 3 different species of bromats, right?
4.
And 1 species of Gygospora. My first question is, what was the basis for the selection of 3 species of bromats and 1 species of Gygospora, and what were the proportions?
The proportion was 25, 25, and 25, and we select the species based in Nebraska soils. What are the species, the predominant species in Nebraska soils?
So, bromats was more prevalent than
yes.
The other one.
Very interesting result. We're doing kind of a similar work with a different purpose, but we got the same result. So, when we inoculated with the mycorrhiza, we got less yield. Which made my graduate student very sad.
Yeah, me too. I was expecting another thing.
But my question is that for non-inoculated, did you pasteurize your soil or what?
Yes, the soil was pasteurized.
How did you do that?
Eh?
How you pasteurized?
With vapor.
Oh.
During, I don't,
steam. Steam.
I don't remember how long was it, but.
That's good. Thank
you. No, you're welcome.
Yes, please.
The soil, I don't know, but just because we asked to the greenhouse manager to prepare, and I don't know exactly what the soil is. And the proportion was, I don't know if it was the question, but was 20. I think that 3-to-1 is 25% soil and 75% sand. All together is mixed and sterilized. I don't know if that answered your question.
Any more questions? I do have one short one.
Yeah.
You made mention in your introduction about older hybrids tended to be more responsive to
yes
than new.
But
any hypothesis as to why?
I said that old respond better, but if you look in the literature, the literature is not consistent. Some hybrid respond, other not. So my hypothesis, based on what I have been reading, is that all hybrid, like in wheat, all varieties, can have the genes that can help to establish the symbiosis. With the breeding programs, what made is just lose these genes.
Okay.
Just because the breeding program don't focus in that in this tribe.
Okay. Any more questions? We have time for one. Thank you very much for coming. Good job.